And now it's time for the Cannabis Report here on KGNU Community Radio. We hope that anyone who celebrated 420 yesterday did so safely, and safety is kind of the issue today on the report. I'm here with Leland Rucker. He is longtime cannabis correspondent and here on KGNU for the Cannabis Report, the first and third Thursday of every month. Leland, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. You know, it's one of the stickiest problems in the marijuana industry. You know, how do you deal with impaired driving, especially since, you know, Amendment 64 passed almost 10 years ago. And I attended a gathering recently remotely, just kind of listening to what people had to say. And it was a gathering of all kinds of people that are interested in keeping our roads safe, which we all are. And it brought together people from Mothers Against Drunk Driving, from AAA, from recreational marijuana shops. And they were discussing issues related to cannabis and alcohol use and how to discourage people from mixing the two. And one encouraging element, I thought, out of the whole thing was that nobody really knows too much about 100 years ago when alcohol was made legal to sell again. But the industry is very aware of this now, and the industry is doing, you know, kind of what they can, you know, with alcohol. We've kind of developed ways to tell when most people are impaired. Not everybody, it's not 100%, but it's pretty close. And you know, each state is different, but all of us have at one time or another, probably in a state, have driven just a little tipsy, you know, that just can happen. And studies are conflicted about really what's going on, especially with cannabis. We have roadside tests devised to tell us about how people who are impaired with alcohol, and if you give those same tests, I was once in a training session with the Boulder Police Department, if you give those same tests to people who have used cannabis, they don't really work. They don't really work the same. They do work for alcohol. They don't work for cannabis. And then you get the headlines, you know, deaths caused by cannabis users, those who have consumed numerous drugs, and studies, instead of being thought of as science, which constantly challenges itself, that's the whole idea, we get answers in headlines, you know, we get just answers. And instead of considering, some studies have found that stone drivers drive too slow, for instance. That's what some studies have found. Well, they drive too slow. Others that they're dangerously impaired when they're under the influence of cannabis. Others say that there's even one study that says that it is more dangerous for a person, even though he or she isn't using cannabis, that they're still dangerously impaired, even though they're not using the product. And it's science. You have to keep working on this. We still don't know exactly what's going on. And, you know, all of us agree that getting behind the wheel, drunk or high, is a selfish act. That came out during this thing. And it is. It's a selfish act. And everything that we can do to stop that is good. I agree with that 100%. What bothers me is that when something happens, it's cast in the headlines as if it was the marijuana made me do it. And I think that it's still part of that stigma that we have about cannabis that's been going on for a long time here in the United States. And, you know, it reminds me kind of the Boulder City effort to eliminate all deaths from the road. I think it's a great idea. I mean, I want to eliminate all deaths from the road too, but it's designed for humans, and some people are probably always going to be selfish enough to go ahead and get out there and do something. So nobody wants traffic accidents. No reasonable person wants someone impaired behind the wheel of a car. But what more can we do during this session? Some of the recreational shops said that they can, you know, tell people, you know, don't use this product when you're driving. They can offer discounts for people who aren't driving under the influence. I suppose you could provide rides for everybody who purchases cannabis, but that would probably get very expensive. And I'm not a proponent of impaired driving, but nobody at a liquor store tells me, don't drink and drive. And I don't expect them to. That's not really part of their job. But it seems to be part of their job when it comes to cannabis.
Leland, we appreciate you attending that session and keeping us in the loop with some of the discussion there. And we will also keep an eye on the discussion about driving and cannabis and new ways to potentially gauge a person's impairment come up.
I hope we can figure out a way to do that. I really do. But so far, we haven't been able to.
We'll keep an eye on it here. And if we do hear about something, we'll keep you informed here on the Cannabis Report. Leland, thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
For KGNU, I'm Hannah Lee Myers.